Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Zchayach HaVefeg of Asmichad Espasya and Reuven Ben Altanacham Shalamis, Hashach Yisrael. And we're learning a mimer of Maran Rav Chana Labzatzal. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, Kol Adam Shish Lo Toyer Reuven Behir HaShemayim, Toyem LeGizbor Shemosu Lo Mavteach HaPnimiyos, Mavteach HaChitzonios Lo Masu Lo Bahai Ayu. Anybody who has Torah but doesn't have Yerushalayim, it's like a treasure who was given the internal keys, but he wasn't given the external keys. So how's he going to go in? So he has the internal keys, he has the Torah, but doesn't have the external keys, doesn't have the Yerushalayim. So how's he going to get in? Doesn't have the keys to the outside, he can't get inside. So what does the Gizbar have to do with anything? My Davka Gizbar. So in our series of Shiurim and Einaya, we saw how Maran Rav explained this. And now we're going to see how his Talmud explains this. It says Rabbeinu, according to the Gemara, Yuma, Ayin Beis, Amin Beis, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yenison, Mai Dichtiv, Lamazem Mechil, Biyad Kelev, Lifnot Chochma, Belev Ayin, Oilem, Sainem Shal Tamidei Chachomim, She'oiskin b'toira ve'ein lam yiras shamayim. What is the meaning of the pasuk? Why is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom, as he has no heart? So what the pasuk is saying is, woe to them, haters of Torah scholars. That's a euphemism for Torah scholars themselves. Will immerse themselves in Torah and have no fear of heaven. So they're fools. And so it's talking about, why is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom? He has no heart, meaning he has no Yerushalayim. They want to acquire the wisdom of Torah, but since they have no Yerushalayim in their hearts, they can't do so. They have no heart, but they can't be kind of chachma. So, it's Yerushalayim is called Lev, Lev Ayin. It's saying the Yerushalayim b'shem Lev, she'ha-Lev hu ikar achius. Like it says in the Tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi, Siman Ayin Dalet, b'lo matzoi Lev b'tarnek oyle, it's the kosher. That if you don't find the heart in a tarnek oyle, it's kosher because it's impossible for it to be alive without a heart. They must have a heart. Because the lev is the ikar achius. And therefore, if a person doesn't have a lev, lev is Yerushalayim. The pasuk calls lev Yerushalayim. Because that's the ikar of a person's chius. In Avos, it says, famous Mishnah, Yosef ben Kisna says, he was going on the way, he met a person, he said hello to each other. He said, Rebbe, where are you from? Said, I'm from a big city of wise men. Did you want to live with us? I'll give you loads of dollars, loads of cash, give you jewels, give you gold, give you silver. He said, listen, give me all the money in the world. I'm only living in a Makom Torah. And so to David, Tov li Torah aspicha, me alfei zav achesef in Tehillim. Any daral be Makom Torah, the inyan of Makom, is the basis she'alav ha'kol nivna. U'gam ha'matara shel ha'binyan kulo. Zeh ha'kadosh baruch hu mekomo shel olam ve'ein olama mekomo. The makom is the basis on which everything is built. And it's also the purpose of the whole building. And so it means Hashem is the place of the world is in His place. This means that the tachas of the whole world is to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, He's the place of the world. And a person who's going on the way, looking for eternity, is to ask, what makom are you from? What did I say at the beginning of the Mishnah? Amar lo Rabbi, me'eze makom ata? Where are you from, Rabbi? That was the first question that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was asked. Where are you from? Because Makom is the basis. God is the place, the world is in his place. God is the base, it's the place, God is the place of the world, and God is the purpose of the world. So we're going on our way to eternity. First question we're asked is, what place are you from? In other words, what's your ikkar? What's your basis? What's your goal? What's your focus? What's your purpose? And the answer has to come from Ir Gedolah Shel Chachamim B'Sofer. That's my purpose. That's my place. That's my focus. I have no other place other than Ir Shel Chachamim B'Sofer. Some people are living in a place of Chachamim and Sofer, but they want to go somewhere else. They want to get all the money. You can live in Bnei Brak, which is an Ir Shel Chachamim B'Sofer. It's incredible how many Tamid Chachamim they have in one small little town. You walk from one end to the other in a few minutes. And the goal could be to get to Savion. Savion's a beautiful city minutes away from Bnei Brak, which is sort of like Beverly Hills, the Beverly Hills of Israel. I have to. The goal could be, one could be living in Bnei Brak with the goal to get to Savion. Aleph Alfei Aleph and Dinari Zelf. You want to live with us? I'll give you that money. So it could be that Befalim B'Maisa, your place is a Makom Torah. Is that what you want? Hainu Gamar Ratzon Nizdakech B'Zikuch Kazeh She'enam Rotzim Ela Tatorah. וצריך התשובה שתבוא. אפילו אם תיתן לי כל הכסף שבעולם לא עוד מקום תורה. In other words, all you want is Torah, and therefore the answer is give me all the money in the world, I'm not coming. Or your rotzen isn't so pure, and you'll come to this place of money, that's going to be your goal. Right now you're stuck here. But you want to expand and again go to the Beverly Hills. Nothing wrong with living in Savion. There are people who live there, but is the goal to be in a place of Chachamim or is the goal to be in a place of money? And the answer should be Torah, 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 Chachamim b'Sofer, Tovli Torah Spicha Me'al Be'Zal V'Chesef. It says in the Medrash, Geron Ochi Baretz Al Tastim Imenu Mitzvasecha. Umaim David Shamar Kol Hashiros V'Kol Mizmar Malal Amar Ger Anochi Baretz Ve'Eini Yodem Klum Anu Alachas Kama V'Kama She'Eini Yodem Klum B'Toyra. Pasuk says, I'm a stranger in the land. Don't hide your mitzvahs from me. If David HaMelech said all the songs and he said, I'm a stranger, I don't know anything. Us certainly, we don't know anything. David HaMelech said a shira on everything in creation. Shemayim and Aretz and the depths, and taninim, tohaimos, harim, v'kvos, chayo, behemoth, kenim, na'arim. You felt the splendor, the glory, and everything that exists. And nevertheless, you know that all of these ideas aren't worth anything. Neged ideas hatar. Because there he's only a stranger. He doesn't know anything in Torah. That's David HaMelech. He said shiras and tishbachos. He appreciated all of creation. He was the greatest godly poet that ever lived. But when it came to Torah, he said, I don't know anything. So Anual, as the Medrash says, Anual achas kame v'kame. Us certainly. We don't know anything in Torah. So if someone else would say, Tovli Torah spicha me'alfi zav v'chasef, we could think that he's saying this because he doesn't know the chashivas of money. He doesn't know the glory and the splendor of money. David HaMelech, he said shira on everything. He appreciated the splendor and the glory of everything. And he said, Tovli Torah Spicha Me'alfi Zav V'Chesed. Memela, I can't, you're not going to seduce me with money. Tovli Torah Spicha. And that's what it means. So Chazal were medami yiras shemayim to the heart of a person. It's talking about it's a euphemism. Woe unto the Talmidei Chachamim that they learn Torah and they don't have Yerushalayim. And they bring a pasuk that indicates that Yerushalayim is the lev, is the heart, is the chiyus, is the center of a person's life. Yerushalayim has to concentrate all of one's learning. All of one's learning has to be focused on and has to be rooted in Yerushalayim. The limud haTorah shouldn't be for other things. To look for other bases besides Torah. To wait for that time. Oh, one day I'm going to get the Inari Zav. And if a person isn't focused on the Torah, if a person's basis isn't the Torah, and if that isn't his only purpose, if he's looking for the Alfei Zav HaChasef, he's looking for the money, so that's like a varm without a heart. And that's the pasuk, the Chazal quote, Lamazem Echir Biat Ksil, Liknos Chachma V'Lei Vayin. Why is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom? He has no heart. Can't buy wisdom if he has no heart. You need a heart to buy wisdom. You need a heart for Chachma. The heart is Yerushalayim. That's where the Torah has to be rooted. It has to be just about Yerushalayim. He's learning Torah. His basis is Torah and Torah for Yerushalayim. And not anything else. Otherwise he's lacking the heart. He's lacking the Tzchias. Because the heart is the source of one's life. Mikol, Moreno Agoyim Reb Moshe, I used to quote the pasuk. Mikol Mishmor Netzor Libecha Ki Mimenu Tatzos Chaim. Guard your heart well, because that's where life comes from. Life is in the heart, and therefore Chazal tell us that if a person's lacking Yerushalayim, and they're lacking their life, and therefore they can't buy Chachma, they don't have their Chiyas. And the Brisa says in Avos, Lefiv Shibshas B'Tiyosu Shel Adam, when a person dies, nothing accompanies him, not money, not gold, not silver, not gems, not diamonds, just Torah, Ma'aseh, and Tovim. Li HaKesef, Li HaZav, Numa Amar Hashem Tzvakos. Money is all mine. That you don't take with you. All you take with you is your Torah, Ma'aseh, and Tovim. And this is to explain to a person, ki ein shum makom lachlif et davar nitzchi ba'ad davar over. U'meilan makom l'lmod ba'ad tikva shel hasagat osher olam hazeh. There's no place to exchange something eternal for something temporal. In Meila, you can't learn the hope of achieving riches in this world. Because how can something nitzchi be meshibbet to something that's not nitzchi? How could something eternal be subordinate to something that's not eternal? Torah is eternal. Torah belongs to a person. Ki im b'seiras Hashem cheftzo v'soraso yehege yoyman v'layla. The Torah of Hashem is his desire. It starts off being Torah Hashem, the Gemara says. And after he learns it, it's Torah Soi. It's his Torah. Made a kinyan on it. And that's something that's his forever. Money? Liya kesef liya zavnu Hashem. Not only is it not him, not only can he take it with him, even in this world it belongs to Hashem. Hashem can take it away at any minute. It's happened in history, they just devalued the currency and that's it. The person who thought he was rich has nothing. People have businesses, the businesses go down, people could lose millions, hundreds of millions, billions. Hayudvar me'alam, liya kesef, liya zav. So anybody who's not going after Yerushalayim, he's going after things that aren't his, so the Torah is not his. If he's like a gizbar, he's only a treasure, it's not really his. He has no bailus. That's why the Gemara says But if he doesn't have Yiras Shamayim, he's like a gizbar, he's a treasure. He has the keys to the internal gates, Maftechos Pnimius. He was given the internal keys, but not the external keys. He doesn't have Yiras Shamayim. But often, מי שכל מגמת לימודו אינו ביראת שמיים, כל מגמתו לשם דברים שאינם שלו. If he's not going after Yiras Shamayim, he's going after things that aren't his. His turn is Yiras Shamayim belongs to him, but not other things. And the mail of the Torah is not his either. He's not going to be able to get to the Torah. Because the way to acquire this Torah is with Yiras Shamayim. As we saw in the Pasuk. Now we quoted from Yuma, the Gemara Yuma quoted. Lama ze mechir biyat ksiya liknos chachma v'lei v'ayim. You can't get the chachma without the Yiras Shamayim. So then the chachma is not his. He might know stuff, but it's not part of him. So he's on the outside. He's not going to be able to get to the Pnimiyus HaTorah. He's a stranger. He's sleeping on the street. He doesn't have the Naftechos HaChitzonios. And the little bit of Torah that he knows is not his. He's only a gizbar. He's only a treasure given the keys, but it's not his. Because he doesn't have a Yiras Shamayim. And Rabbeinu concludes, Hashem Yechonenu L'Lomo Torah L'Shma. Hashem should help us, establish us. We should be zochet to learn Torah Lishma. Unbelievable. What a beautiful, powerful maimer from Rabbeinu. At the koach of Torah Lishma. And the opposite, a person who learns Torah Shelo Lishma, how almost meaningless it is. When I talk about Lo Lishma, I mean, without Yiras Shamayim. So we should be zochet, mitzvah Hashem, to go maila maila. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.